Day 30. Why can't we spell it like we say it?
I'm still bothered a bit by the spelling thing. I know there's a lot of the kind of regularity we've been looking at, even though it's not the kind that you find in Italian or Spanish. I mean, English doesn't have a close one-to-one matchup between sound and letter of the alphabet.
Yes, English is not like that.
Still, I did come into all this thinking that the English spelling system is chaotic, because I hear that all the time, with people calling even for total reform.
But now that we've seen all kinds of regularity with English spelling, Patrick, why do you suppose people keep calling it chaotic?
Oh, maybe all the ways you can pronounce the letters O-U-G-H, like in though, through, bow, ought, or the letters O-M-E in home versus come, or the different pronunciation of O in woman and women.
Those are good examples of irregularity, and English does have some of that.
Some of that? They show up all the time.
Because they're among the most commonly used words in the language. But believe it or not, those words with irregular spelling amount to only about 5% of the hundreds of thousands in the language.
Are you saying, then, that English spelling is 95% regular?
90 to 95, yes. That's what the professionals working on it have come up with. It's hard to believe, I know, since most of the irregularity is limited to the most commonly used words, like know, have, come, to, one. Ones that I'm using in these very sentences.
But it certainly explains why so many people think the spelling needs to be regularized, so to speak.
Yes, regularized to look more like the Spanish system, say, where they don't even need a word for spell. But look at what you get with the English system.
You mean the kinds of stuff we've been talking about, Marta?
Yes. Take the three words notion, nation, and national, for example. What do you notice about the three vowels at the beginning, both written and spoken?
One of them has O and two of them have A, but the A's in nation and national are pronounced differently, of course.
So two written vowels and three pronunciations. Seems like a prime candidate for spelling reform here, doesn't it? Maybe letting the three different spoken vowels be represented by three different written vowels, for example.
No, after all these discussions, I'm beginning to get the picture. Nation and national have the same written vowel A because they're practically the same word. But the word notion, of course, is unrelated, and the different vowel O reflects that.
Nice. And think about one of the practical advantages of such a spelling system.
What do you mean, Marta?
I mean the task of learning how to spell. Suppose you're writing a letter and want to use the word ridiculous. But you're not sure whether it's R-I or R-E. What simple thing can you do before taking the time to look it up in the dictionary, I mean?
I don't know.
Sure you do. What does ridiculous come from? What's it made up of?
Oh, it's from ridicule, the verb, where you know it's R-I, because now you can hear it. Same trick could be used for figuring out, say, that it's victory with an O, not victory with an E, since you get victorious and not victorious.
Any further comments?
Three cheers for the English spelling system.
P.S. 6. Like a fish out of water.